He's the nut behind the wheel and behind the mic. This is Automotive ADHD with Matt West.
And you are listening to the bonus edition of the show. If you're tuning in now on the podcast, on YouTube, on Rumble, Spotify, iTunes, all of the fine places that shows are downloaded in. Well, mine, that is. So, anyway, I'm talking with Jim Miller, just a guy from the Peak Rants. The Peak is a drive time news talk show on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. If you are joining us here on the podcast, this is after the radio show, and we were talking a little bit about car culture. We were riffing on the radio show. We didn't really have a plan. Let's just said, hey, let's just talk cars.
You said, come over.
And
said Netflix and chill, and I was like, well, no,
but we can talk cars.
I'll talk about cars with you. I'll hang out in the garage,
the studio,
sounds very, very, very French.
Yeah, it's my humble abode, and there's a crusty but running Toyota behind you, and a K24 over there that I still need to put in my not running Honda. Well, it was running until I took it apart, but that's what we do.
That's usually what happens.
It was running until I did that.
Why'd you take it apart? It was running. If I wasn't running,
fine.
Why'd you take it apart?
But now we're talking about all sorts of good car stuff. Jim's a great car guy, and of course, you can listen to Jim, by the way, on the radio Mondays through Thursdays. The show is The Peak, and he does the rant section of The Peak, which airs about, I would say, 345, 350, yeah, right, or somewhere there. Around there. So, and you can hear him talking about all sorts of stuff, and it's really a great show. And again, that's on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. But we are here on the podcast, and we were talking here after the show about driver's cars, right?
Yeah.
You were saying you've got an opinion on driver's cars, and more specifically, modern cars. What is that?
They're just not driver's cars. Oh, it'll put you back in the lane. Oh, it'll stop for you.
I don't know. It just bugs me because it seems like you're not driving. It's like, what's the point? Go get on a bus.
Yeah.
Go get on a bus. If that's what you want, go ride a bus. Go hire a driver. I don't know. Grab an Ubi or a Lifters or whatever. Do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Get a cab.
Well, have you seen?
Oh, the rain hits it. Oh, the wipers turn. I can turn the wipers on when it rains. I'm a big kid. I put my own pants on.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I want to drive. If I'm going to drive, and I want to drive. And I mean, come on, anyone that's made long trips, we know it gets boring sometimes. You'll change radio songs or whatever, window up, window down, AC, no AC, heat on, heat off, whatever it is, different music you don't listen to. Could you imagine taking a road trip in a modern car? Probably dozing out like no other. Like, I'm not doing anything, just take a nap.
There was a story recently with, it was a Ford, what was it, an F-250? That has Ford Super Cruise, which is basically like Ford's version of Tesla Autopilot. Okay.
So it's worse than.
Yeah, basically. I don't know if you can make something worse than Tesla now. I mean, I say that because I know that the Tesla fanboys come into the comments on my show on YouTube. And anytime I say anything,
Matt West, run over by Cybertruck next Tuesday. It's like, what happened? I don't know. He said something about the Tesla. Everybody Elon down at him. And
yeah, Elon sent a hypersonic missile down at me. But I bet he could do that if he wanted.
I don't know.
But that being said, what I was saying about the Super Cruise, the other day there was a guy, and this was maybe a couple weeks ago, there was a guy who was driving around with a Ford Super Cruise on. It can change lanes. It can, like, merge, like, it can do more. It's not just, you know, lane keep assist. It's a little more sophisticated, not quite a full autopilot, but you know,
does it freak out when it hits a pothole? Does it go, where am I?
I don't know. I haven't tried it, but I bet it does.
I'm curious.
Tesla's got to be careful with that. But that being said, this guy goes into the backseat because, you know, he wants social media clicks. He's cruising around on Super Cruise. He kicks back there, hands behind his head, lying down in the backseat. And it's the stupidest thing in almost a weird way. The cars are smarter. So, and as a result, we are dumber because the cars are smarter.
Yeah.
And it's granted, this dude was doing it because of social media, and social media makes people do stupid things, but he was doing that. And to me, the self-driving tech is getting good, and yeah, maybe it can help on a long drive if you use it right. But even then, I mean,
I say just put it in buses. Public transportation.
100%. And, you know, if the thing with this stuff is that, you know, you bought a car, you're driving it. At the end of the day, you're responsible for this, you know, 5,000 pound piece of metal traveling down the road. If it's an EV, even more heavy than that.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a guest on before who does guardrail safety and talks about guardrails and stuff on the internet. Steve Emmer's the guardrail guy, and he made a great point. He said, hey, guardrails are not designed for anything over 5,000.
Is that pounds. His official title, the guardrail guy?
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah,
just like you on the radio, just the guy, Jim Miller. No, he's Steve Emmer's the guardrail guy.
I'm the guardrail guy.
That's him. He's got a really he's got a really interesting story that's actually kind of sad. His daughter passed away in a guardrail crash. It speared right through the car, and because it was incorrectly installed, right? Okay. The contractors didn't do a good job installing it or maintaining it, something along those lines. And now he's a guardrail safety advocate. So I digress, but he's a really great guy. Had him on the show.
Way
a few
to make me
ago.
Look like a jerk. Appreciate it.
Not intended.
Let me add the context after.
Oh man. No, but no, really. I think it's a, I think with the cars, I think modern cars, you know, we're talking a little bit kind of that as our topic. You know, you have all these automated features and we don't need them. We really don't. And people are worse drivers as a result.
And they become standard too. So then you can't have anything that would just be a driver's car. Because they're like, oh, well, it's this rule or that rule. And then you know how the car stuff is. What California says, so we all have to do it. And you're like, what? No, I don't want a lane assisty, brakey, stoppy nonsense. I don't want a giant sensor on the front of my thing. I don't need it. I can drive.
Yeah.
I can put a cell phone down. I can wait till a stoplight to change my song. I'm good. I don't need to talk to the thing. Actually, some of my favorite cars, I have like, what do I have? I have that 72 Toyota Corona.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a bucket. It is slow. I like driving it. It's one of my favorite driver's cars. It's not quick. You have to pay attention while you drive. You can't be doing nothing else. You got to drive.
Yeah.
But it's one of my favorite cars. It makes you enjoy driving. And yeah, you're way slower than everybody else. It's not a secret. I mean, it's what? 40, 50 horsepower. You're like, yeah.
Just fast enough to maybe do the speed limit.
Yeah.
It was Volkswagen who had that famous ad. 0 to 60. Yes.
Yes. I don't like German cars though either. First.
No. I think
it's that old joke, right? It's like, you just kind of talked all that up and lost two world wars. How'd you do that? You built Volkswagens, Audis, Porsches, Mercedes, and BMWs. You're like, yeah, I see why they lost now.
Yep. And
look at what they're building.
That Mercedes has that issue still on like even more modern Mercedes where the oil goes up through like a sensor housing and then gets into the wiring harness and goes all the way to the ECU and bakes the ECU. It's amazing that happens.
I'm good. I don't want any crowd cars. I'm fine. They spell car with a K. I'm good. No. K-A-Rs. Nope.
Nope, but
I don't want any of them.
But you do like Toyotas.
I do.
That's one thing that on this show I've expressed my perhaps enjoyment of Toyotas to put it like bias. I never heard of her. Heard of her.
Yeah.
I've expressed that before, and I think that's just because I mean the way we have these modern cars, even in the modern era. You know, we're saying there's no good real driver's cars in the modern era, and the only company may be getting close, but it's still hampered by government regulation on these things, is Toyota. But the problem is they're not even really making their own cars nowadays. I mean, they're making some of them.
I'd probably say, honestly, like Toyota and I don't like them, but even Nissan.
Yeah.
Because they came out with that the new Z car.
Yep,
it seems like they were trying to do a driver car.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Subaru too, because they did that 86 or GT, whatever it is. There's like four names for the thing.
Yeah, the BRZ.
BRZ,
which
FRS,
is also the Toyota GR86, which is the old one was the GT86. Yeah,
whatever it is. And I'm like, okay, but
those are cars. I appreciate them because it's a manual transmission, fun rear wheel drive car. And what do we have for manual transmission, rear wheel drive? Not a lot of nannies, though.
I was excited for the new Supra, honestly. And then it came out and I'm like, I'm good.
The BMW Supra?
I have all the other Supras. I was excited. I was like, oh, cool, a new Supra, finally. Then it comes out, and I'm like, I don't fit in here. This is uncomfortable. I just don't like it. Do they look good? I think they look pretty good. Kind of grew on me at first. I was like, that thing's
ugly, gross.
Yeah, yeah.
But after you're driving around and you're seeing a few more, like, eh, it kind of grows on. It's all right. It's pretty modern looking and a little spaceshipy. The future is now for 2020s, you know, the thing.
And I actually don't personally mind. I made an offhand joke about it being the BMW Supra. You know, I don't mind that because the car wouldn't exist if it weren't for Toyota and BMW collaborating, right? Like,
if I want Japanese, I don't like German stuff. I just don't. I want Japanese stuff. At least they build it. Like, what are you doing? I'm going to abuse it. Yes, we know. And you're like, cool. Good engineering. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, but as far as other cars, we've got the Mazda Miata. Mazda still does the Miata. The Miata's been a tried and true driver's car. But I mean,
just reminds me I have to sell that other Miata. I don't want that in my shop anymore.
If you need a Miata, you know who to get a hold of. It's an NA. It's got the cool hard top.
Yeah.
And if you're in the Colorado area and want it, just saying. But that being said, you know, we do have kind of a lack of those cars. If you can count the cool cars that are not cool, right?
Well, like the social media. What's exciting? I mean, there's not a lot of exciting. You remember all the rumors when the new Supra was coming out. There was all kinds of different concepts and the whole talk about it, right? I think the LFA concept slipped in there a couple times with being the, and you're like, oh, that looks pretty good, you know, maybe.
Right, right.
I didn't, you know, but I'm not going to pay that much for an LFA.
I like
the way it looks.
The LFA is cool and
it's got piped in noise though too. Stuff I don't.
Yeah, and you can't get it with a manual.
There's just not a lot of driver cars out there. I want some analog. Like, what is this? You're like, I spent $20,000. It's new. Spent $10,000. It's new.
Yeah.
What is this? Analog. There ain't anything electric on except for the stereo. You know.
Yeah.
And
there's really, you know, the GR86 is probably like the only thing in that range, because if you get a base stripped out, no options GR with tax, you're still really spending $30,000. But I mean, we've got this inflation to deal with too.
There's that, but there's also these dealership markups, and they do it with that new Z car.
Yep.
And then they come out with that new Hilux thing. Toyota did, but we can't have it in the States because they have a bunch of safety nonsense on it. You're like, it's an analog work truck for, what is it, like $10,000, $12,000 after taxes or something?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'd drive that. I would buy it. It has options to bolt and add things to the bed.
And
you're like, I'll just load stuff in here and drive and do work. Work truck. Done. Yep.
Or for example, how in Australia, you can still get the old Land Cruisers, but new.
Yeah.
That's cool.
No, there's just, I don't know. They do some stuff here and it's for your safety. And you're like, let me get what I want to get. I'll decide how safe it is for me.
Yeah.
It's like seatbelts. It shouldn't be a law. It should just make your own decisions.
Right. Right. Yeah. We were talking about that earlier. And I think even with that, you know, I've talked about this on the show. You've got this push.
I wear a seatbelt.
Right. I do too.
Just
totally. 100%.
Make your own choices.
Yeah. And, but there was, I was talking about on the show, you know, this renewed push that governments have for banning K vehicles here in the United States, you know, Japanese K cars and stuff. Why? And it's one of those things they say, well, they're not safe. They don't meet American safety standards. Yeah, a motorcycle doesn't meet American safety standards, but we let people, you know, like there's safety standards for bikes. I get that, but they don't meet the same standard that an automobile does. So like you're
they're essentially a bodied motorcycle.
Yeah.
Or a quad that's bodied up a little bit.
It's got some lights and turn signals.
It's just a work vehicle. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think that's part of a, you know, we were talking about on the radio show, car culture a little bit, and how that has, you know, there's this perception with like the street takeovers, you know, there's this, like the general public has this notion of, oh, car guys, it's all gotta be bad. It's all unsafe. It's all polluting. No, it isn't. It is not.
I got the kids doing stuff with me. They learn a trade. They learn how to fix and work on their own stuff. They learn to be independent. They learn the value of a nickel because it's not a dollar no more. And they can figure out their own things. They learn that they don't have to rely on other people for everything. They can rely on themselves or figure it out and not be afraid about breaking or messing someone. That was like the number one hard lesson with vehicles. Like, first time being a little kid working on something, you're like, I don't want to break it. It's like, if you're going to be afraid of breaking it, you're just going to break it more. You're going to break it a million times more being scared of breaking it. Just do the work, do the bit, relax. It's okay. You're going to screw up. That's human nature, but you learn. Cars are one of those things where you learn a lot of life lessons out of it. You learn, oh, I screwed this up. I know not to do that again. Oh, I messed that up. No, don't do that. That broke by doing that. Don't do that again. Oh, this has to be better. I need to make this better. This has to be different. This goes here like that. Can't do it in that order. I'll never get it together.
Yep.
And you learn some of those things like, everything kind of being a little loose puts everything together right and lines up the way it's supposed to be. You know,
there's little tricks like that that almost kind of reflect things that you can learn in life as a whole, right? Like skills that get you ready to be an adult. And if you are an adult, that help you be a better adult and think about
things. At the same time, you got people that are busybodies about, oh, for your safety, oh, for the, look, we're people. We got to learn. Let us have some stuff. And being men, we're like, what do you do? You're like, is that hot? Let me check for the 30th time. Maybe. And then until it like super burns you, then you're like, that is hot. I don't want that no more, man. We learn the hard way. We enjoy very few things anymore. It's a lot of work and every day. Let us enjoy our cars. Leave us alone. Who cares? I don't want a bunch of safety, extra nonsensical stuff. Sure, there's a group that does that wants a driving appliance.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want a driving appliance. All right? I'm not an electric car guy. I'm not for or against. I just not my shot of whiskey. I'm old.
Yeah. Well,
it's different.
I've expressed this view on my show before. You know, I think with electric cars, they can be fun. I don't think you can ever build a true electric sports car. People will be like, oh my God, but don't you know they're faster? Yeah, I said a sports car. I didn't say the fastest car. I said a driver's car.
Yeah,
right?
Driver's car. I like to fill the road a little bit, except for the potholes.
Yeah, we got a lot of those here in Colorado.
Somebody fix the potholes.
But my other stance on these cars is, despite that, with the electric cars, you should have the choice and the freedom to buy what you want.
Everybody should. It's your money, your labor that you traded off. You hoard yourself out for a nickel. You found a few things you wanted. Get them. Done. Move on with it. It's your decision, your choice.
Yeah.
Really, it just is. Leave people alone. Let them work on their cars. Some people, that's there. It's their enjoyment. It's work off work. Yeah. It's stress away from the stress. That's the only way I can ever put it. Because anybody that's ever worked on it, they throw your wrench and they're like, the kids, what are you doing? You're like, nothing. I was seeing how far I could throw that. Don't look at me. I'm very angry because I just broke that and I waited 9 months for that part and I just broke it. Don't look at me. You know, it's just, it is. It's stress away from the stress. It's work away from the work. Because it's something you want to do. It goes back to what we were talking about. It used to be you were into cars because you were into cars and you liked cars. It never was some kind of cloudy, trendy, I want people to like me, I don't like myself weirdness where you're like, what? Just be into what you're into, whatever it is. Nobody cares. We work too much. Relax. Just do your thing. It's not, I don't like all the trendy aspects of it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, social media definitely plays into that. Celebrities play into that. You hear, I mean, the second a song has a rapper raps about a certain car, everyone's like, oh, we got to have that car.
I'm trying to think of the last rap with a car. What was it?
I couldn't tell you that. I couldn't tell you a name. I hear them here and there. But another example is movies. You know, I mean, obviously a movie coming out gets people interested in cars. There's a positive with that.
Yeah.
You know, gets people interested who might not have otherwise.
Hot Wheels, it's a gateway. Video games was everybody's gateway. It's like, what are you doing? I'm in the car. They're like, Hot Wheels and Gran Turismos. And you're like, whoa, neat.
I've got a wall of Hot Wheels forming it over there here in the garage. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. But it's that, you know, but the thing is, I think too, you know, sometimes it brings attention, the wrong kind of attention to the car scene. You look at how, you know, Fast and Furious, it got a lot of guys into cars.
I didn't like that movie. Everybody's like, oh, it was so good. I was watching. I was like, this is a terrible movie. I only got into liking it because my kids started liking it.
Yeah.
Mind you, it had already been out for 20 years or something. Then my kid, oh, this is cool. I was like, I'll watch it with you. I don't really like it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yay, whatever you guys like, I'll watch it with you.
Change gear.
Oh, my manifold. It's on the thing. It's full. You're like,
it's almost the first Fast and Furious is almost a cult classic now because of how weird it is. Like, at least even in the car scene. I've got buddies who are like, we're all going to get together and we're going to watch Fast and Furious. The first one? Yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
And it's like, great. I think it's a fun movie, though. I do think Fast and Furious kind of left the car people.
It turned into the Marvel, the MCU of car stuff. We're taking Fieros to space and I'm going to drive up a building. And you're like, I don't know, man. They got a Hulk.
You know? I was going to say the Fiero in space. That's like when my suspension of disbelief kind of ended there, because that Fiero is like not going to make it around the block, let alone around space.
There's a Tesla floating around in space. I don't know. But I don't know when satellites are rockets. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to ask Elon about that.
Right.
I'll ask the viewers on the show.
The Tesla critics
who like to comment on my YouTube videos. We'll ask them what Elon's doing.
Those Teslas. All hell, Elon, you know, you're like, okay, I guess calm down.
Yeah. I think it's almost fun to talk bad about Tesla.
Yeah. But we all talk bad about each other's cars. Anyways, yeah. Real car guys are mean to each other. Like, whatever.
Well, you know? And let's like, you can kind of tie that into, have you heard the phrase respect all builds?
Yeah. I'm tired of that too.
Yeah.
I'm good. If you build garbage, I would tell you it's garbage. And I hope you tell me my thing's garbage if it's garbage. And I'm also from the hack and whack generation. We're like, what'd you do? You're like, no AC. What else are you doing? I don't know. There's some extra braces in here I don't need. Did you just cut the springs? I did. And the car was still on the wheels, and I just looped it out of it from cutting it. Why is that bouncing so much? Man, this ride looks really cool when it's parked. Did you just cut the muffler and the exhaust and the cats on it? Yeah. Yeah, it's just some patch-up stuff. Old exhaust welded in there, all gross and popcorny, and looks like it's melting. Looks depressed. You're like, that's my depressed hack and whack job right there. It's done.
I have some welds on the exhaust of my $800 Stroker Jeep. Anyway, next time I take it to an exhaust shop, I'll tell them that some other guy, like previous owner, did those welds.
You feel that embarrassed?
I was like, I don't know. I don't know who that guy is,
but I don't like him. He's a terrible guy. I hope he gets hit by a Vespa so he feels really terrible, but he still has to go to work. Whoever welded that.
Yep.
Sorry.
I'm very ambitious with the stick welder. I am very ambitious, but the result is not usually proportional to my ambition with the stick welder.
The skills and the ambition. You know what? At least you got ambition. That says a lot. Even for your generation, that says a lot.
I don't know.
There's the old man talk coming in. Stay off my lawn. Yeah. Oh, you're ambitious for a kid? Okay. Yeah, no, great. Now, the car stuff, everybody being the cars. I don't care if you're one. I don't care if you're 100. Do your car stuff. Be into it. Have fun. Do it. Show some of the youngers, the ones that are into it. I got a kid that I'm friends with even now. And it was years and years ago. I got him into cars. He bought a Supra from me, a Mark III Targa Top Supra. I let him make payments, waited. He worked on it because it had been parked forever, and he got all into cars, and he's a very appreciative kid. He still comes and helps me out once in a while, and he actually comes through pretty good. I got him away from a mix of other things because his energy was put into that. The car stuff's actually good as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little polluted and weird and with some of the stuff. Some of the stuff nowadays, even the gatherings, you're like, why are you fighting? You lost a race. You got to be a man about that. And grab your, I lost. I got to get better. Adversity used to lead to innovation, not just people fighting and like, I better freaking get crazy for no reason. There's also people at some of the cars. I got away from it because it was getting weird.
Yeah. Well, even the car scene, once we started getting towards the takeover culture, it's like you couldn't actually go to night meets without them turning into takeovers anyway.
Somehow.
And there would be some nice night meets, right? For example, but what would then happen is like 10, 20 people would peel off from there and then go do a takeover. You're still doing the meet. And then the cops come and shut your meet down because they think
you guys are the problem, standing there in the parking lot looking at each other's cars. You're a jerk. And you're like, what? No, I'm looking at other cars. I'm seeing what the other builds are. Yeah. See what's going on. I'm catching up with the rest of my overworked and overtaxed people I know that do car stuff. And I might trade some parts here. We used to have little barbecue-y swap meaty type things like, hey, you have a power steering pump? I do. Do you have any coilovers? I do. Well, let's trade some parts and I'll give you some cash with it too. We used to do stuff. Hey, did you try this? Did that work? We used to do all kinds of hacky, just trying things, seeing.
Yeah.
We didn't know. There wasn't as much of a thing. You couldn't just go on the internet. Oh, I got to go look at that. You're like, hey, did that work for you? That didn't work. All right, well, let's fix that then. Put it back where it was. It didn't work.
Right, right. I think part of that too is tying this back into, you know, what you were saying about that kid. You sold him the Mark III Supra, yeah. Right? I think some of that is like in a weird way, mentorship with, cars. Like you can help these younger guys, you know, they're, you know, 15, 16, they're just getting into cars. They just got their license. You know, maybe they're coming from a rougher background. Maybe their school life isn't doing good.
They're teenagers. They're jerks and angry and full of testosterone for the first time. They don't know what to do.
And in a weird way, you can sort of, you know, bring them into this car thing and say, hey, put your energy into this. If you're mad, put your energy into this.
Because
right?
Most people tell the kid, are you not supposed to be angry? You're supposed to be happy all the time. And they freak out. You're like, No, being angry and mad is normal. That's the normal everyday stuff. You just got to be productive with your anger and rage. Let's go put some car stuff together. Hey, did you smash your hand while you were doing it? Yeah, and some bloody knuckles. Huh? You like that? I like you playing Bloody Knuckles, the Ultimate Edition right now with that rusted pile.
Yeah, but I hope you have a tetanus shot too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I was going. Do you have your tetanus shots up to date? I think every 10 years you're supposed to do it.
Really? 10 years?
I think so. I think last time I went to the VA, they were like, did you get your tetanus updated? I'm like, I don't know. Do I need one? They're like, we'll just give you one. I was like, I guess.
It's like, hey, I'm around rusty stuff enough anyway. Can you maybe just it's like an immunity thing. If you just get cut by enough rusty stuff,
enough it'll rust like, keeps you from getting tetanus. Yeah. Like I'm tetanus immune.
That's why I have Toyotas, because they have so much rust on them.
Keeps my tetanus. Keeps that tetanus away.
In God we trust. And I'm Toyotas working we on rust.
A Japanese rust over here. Got worldwide tetanus exposure. I'm doing all right. I'm good. Super healthy.
We'll get some of that JDM tetanus in there.
Keeps my immunity up from the tetanus. I don't know.
Oh, man. Now, it's all really true stuff. And, you know, what I would love to for the listeners of this show is we've just been kind of chatting. That's what's fun about the bonus. I didn't have a plan going here into the bonus. We're just talking cars.
Told me to show up.
If you want to, if you're listening to the show, if you're watching it on YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, wherever fine shows and this one are downloaded, you know, join the conversation on here. Get in on this. What was your experience getting into cars? We talked about driver's cars earlier. What do you think about modern driver's cars? We don't have enough of them. Do you agree with that? Let me know in the comments there on the YouTube and Facebook. So, hey, you've been tuned into Automotive ADHD Bonus edition with just a guy, Jim Miller. Of course, remember to listen to him on the radio if you're in Southern Colorado, AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. He is on Mondays through Thursdays during The Peak, the Drive Time news show called The Peak. So, hey, thanks for listening to the bonus edition of the show. I will talk to you next week on the radio. See you there.